Czech centers promote this country's culture in 22 cities around the world, but how they do so varies greatly. The one in London is taking a fresh approach, forging ties with cutting-edge UK institutions in its efforts to place Czech culture on the map. The London Czech Centre is headed by Teresa Porybna, and Ian Willoughby meets her now in this edition of In Focus.
For the last 2 years, Teresa Porybna has been director of the Czech Centre in London. Under her leadership, the UK branch of the International Network of Cultural Institutes is working to cultivate a cool, modern image of the Czech Republic via projects in fields such as the performing arts and design. Last week, I discussed its work with Teresa Porybna in her office at the Czech Centre, which is in the fashionable Covent Garden district of the British capital.
We cover a wide range of activities in the field of culture and education. So to briefly explain how the Czech Centre works in London, we don't have our own building and we don't have our exhibition space and we don't have it on purpose. So if we really, really wanted, I think we could arrange it. But for us, it's very important to bring Czech culture and Czech art to our UK partners and to reach a new audience and to create bridges that are long-lasting. So we try not to do one-off events, but really create some sort of long-term networks. Apart from organizing events in the offices that you see now, we have language courses. So that's one part of our activity, which is actually quite big. We have over 100 students in each trimester. As for the events, we work in visual arts, performing arts, design and fashion, literature, film, music, of course, just as most Czech centers do. Our special focus is performing arts. It's something we focus on a lot, especially contemporary dance and physical theater. Since I came, we started working a lot more with fashion, but sort of bridging fashion and visual arts. And we have a long tradition in film as well.
Do you have to coordinate that program with Prague? Or is it the case that once they chose you to head the center here, that they kind of leave you to it?
I think they leave us to it, pretty much. And I think it's amazing. And it's really, you know, it's a big privilege, but also a big responsibility, because you, within the means you have, you can do almost whatever you want. Of course, there are some priorities given by the HQ. For example, you know, you have to do like a little science project every year, or you should do the language courses, or you should somehow cover all the fields. But otherwise, I've never had any comments on my program, and we just do what we want and what we believe is best.
There are so many things going on in London all the time. How do you make yourselves heard over all that kind of cultural noise?
I think it comes back to what I said earlier, that we don't have our own exhibition space. So we work with people that are London-based or Bristol-based or Edinburgh-based that can make themselves heard. And that's how we do it. So all our events are full, basically. We don't really have a problem with not having people coming to our events. And that's because we are able to choose and to work with the right partners. And even if it's a niche event, we are able to sort of navigate this niche and get people doing that. I'm not sure whether that would work if we had our own space.
Is that the approach of Czech centers in other cities, that they have their own space and they have short-term exhibitions, that kind of thing?
For some of them, but I think a lot of us who are you know, heads of Czech centers, I think we are, as an institution, moving more to cooperative projects and really integrating Czech artists or filmmakers or whomever within the scene as it is in the cities. And I think if you look at the program of Berlin or Bucharest or any other center, it's good, and it sort of reflects not just what's happening in the Czech scene, but also what's happening in the scene of the particular city.
Are there particular kinds of events that you know, if you organize them, they'll be a hit, that tend to be popular?
Classical music concerts, obviously, which we don't organize, because it just seems too easy. That's always a hit. People love Czech classical music. It's, you know, it's a huge phenomenon here. But it's also something that happens on its own anyway. So we try to help the underdogs a little bit rather than, you know, putting our things on something that's so sure. Depends on you, on who you want to target. Like, we don't do it, but whenever Chinaski is playing here, or these big bands, all of the au pairs and all of, like, these Czech, young Czech people working here, it's always packed, it's always full, they love it. For us, in terms of what we do, we have a very successful film festival that happens every year, and people always go see that. There's a hunger for seeing new Czech films.
And if a Czech band comes here, like Chinaski, do you contact them? Do they contact you? Do you ignore some of these bands and just leave them to it? How does that work?
Well, we tend not to support big mainstream bands, just because it's not my priority. But with the bands I work with, it's a mix. So we have a Czech Jazz Night series with a jazz club in Soho, and that we co-curate with the jazz club. So my colleague will, will send some suggestions, and they will say what they like, and then we do it together, and then we, as the Czech Center, approach the band. And there are all sorts of, like, different cooperations. For example, we had really beautiful concerts of Flowex and Clarinet Factory in the past 2 years, and they were playing together with a Scottish band, Hidden Orchestra, and it sort of, you know, organically shaped up that I met Floex, he met in an orchestra, they approached me of doing a concert together, and we did it, it was good, and now it's continuing, and they invite Czech bands basically almost every year to perform with them. So there are, you know, various ways of making that work. We work a lot with DJs as well, inviting them to be part of either our events or festivals. And of course we get lots and lots of approaches from people asking for support. Everybody wants to be in London, and we have a tiny budget, so we can't help everybody. That being said, we fundraise a lot. We basically work like any other private culture agency. We write grants, we have private sponsors and so on, because it's really an expensive city to do things. But even our quite successful fundraising, we can't meet everybody needs to be here, so we reject a lot of people trying to explain what the Czech Center's for. And I think the Czech Center is for, you know, introducing stuff that maybe is not a hit in the Czech Republic, but that has potential to be a hit in some sort of a scene here. And that's what's beautiful about London, you have an audience for everything.
In the summer, at the end of the summer, I met the new acting head of the Czech Center network, Zdeněk Liška. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me that he wants Czech centers to place more emphasis on science and innovation. Is that something that you are getting involved in?
Yeah, that's the reason I was a little bit late today, is I, apart from being head of the Czech Center, I'm also president of UNIC London, which is a network of all European cultural institutes working in London. And I, because I don't really believe in pushing national topics in London. When you were asking the question, how do you bring people to events in London, unless you are doing really expat-oriented events, you don't bring them to Czech things. You will bring them to topical things. You will bring them to something they are interested in because it's an important topic for them, be it, I don't know, video art, or be it immigration situation in Europe. And that's why I like working with UNIC, because this larger platform really forces you to think about these topics and how you can merge them through these national institutes. And one of our big projects, which is actually happening and opening on February the 4th, is about video gaming and virtual realities. We're focusing mainly on the indie scene, but also looking at games that, for example, have an immigration aspect or mental health aspect. And it's a big project that will start on February the 4th at the Finnish Institute with a coding school for girls that will be led by a Finnish academic who is a star in the area. And then we will have be part of the London Games Festival at the Somerset House, where we'll have some Oculus Swift things. And then we will be part of the Future Fest. There will also be some Czech games exhibited there. And just now we talked to the university in Greenwich about doing some projects along their medical conference, and looking at ways how digital art and gaming can actually contribute to the healing process.
If I could end on a personal note, you've been here for 2 years as director of the Czech Center in London. How have you enjoyed the experience?
Well, I love it. It's great. It's a privilege to do the job, and it's super interesting. London is great. I came for the job, not for the city. I'm more, as you may know, I'm more interested in cities outside of these like European metropolises. So I think Bucharest would have been my choice of heart. But I'm really happy to be in London. It makes you grow in really unexpected ways for me. So the 2 years have been quite amazing and a really big change for me professionally and personally as well.
Teresa Porybna, the head of the London Czech Center, was Ian Willoughby's guest in that edition of In Focus, his second in a series of interviews from London, taped by Ian just recently.